This summer, WNC hired 7 teenagers as a part of its Youth Reporting Institute. One of them wears the hijab. She says that decision inspires lots of questions from strangers. Saraya Asfari explores why young Muslims choose to wear the traditional Muslim headscarf.
The main questions I get asked is if I shower with it on.
Can you wear it in front of your family, and can you take it off in front of girls?
Do you sleep with that?
How come you don't wear it?
Most people think I'm bald. Does it get hot in that?
Some of them are just really common sense questions that people don't seem to think are common sense.
So here's the deal. Yeah, it can get hot wearing the hijab. No, I don't wear it in the shower or to bed. Yes, I can take it off at home. No, I'm not bald. And it's just not that weird. Of the approximately 1 million Muslim women living in the U.S., a little over half of them wear the hijab or the Muslim headscarf. That's according to the Pew Research Center. Rafia Sheikh is a normal teenager who enjoys spending time with friends and family, hates school, and adores her cat. She's wearing a hijab that she picked out at the mall. Wearing the hijab is a symbolic step which Muslim girls choose to take on their own. When Rafia put on the hijab, she knew that her online persona had to change as well.
I deleted all my pictures on social media showing my hair, so hopefully no one saved any of those, so.
Rafia decided to wear the hijab soon after the Chapel Hill shootings. That's when 3 young Muslims were shot dead in their home last February. After the tragedy, Rafia knew she couldn't put it off any longer.
Your life, it can be gone in a second. You never know when it's going to be. You never know why. You can never really prepare for that moment, but when that moment comes, you're going to want to be prepared. So just putting my hijab on, really, I feel it helped me.
It's a big decision and a serious one. But don't forget, we're teenagers too. We care about our image and what people think, and we get insecure sometimes, just like everyone else. My friend Kauthar Asad gets upset when people make assumptions about her based on her decision to wear the hijab.
Well, they should see how the true Muslim women are, that there's so many Muslim women that are doing great things, and it's just a cloth on our head that doesn't stop us from going to school and getting our education. Like Yusr, how she was in dental school, and that just shows how much we can do and how much we can go and help with the charity and help with the kids and everything, and this cloth on our head doesn't stop us.
Kauthar's talking about Yusr Abu Salha. She and her little sister Azan were victims of the Chapel Hill shootings. They are heroes to me and many other young Muslim women because of the way that they embrace their hijab and their faith. Rafia likes to quote a tweet Yusr sent out to explain her feelings about wearing the hijab.
Hijab is my constant reminder that we aren't living for this world. And then she went on. But that one part really stuck to me, that it's just a big reminder that we aren't living for this world and we shouldn't focus so much on the goods in this life, that we should really just live for God and do our best to try to get paradise in the hereafter.
It's meaningful to Rafia, but wearing the hijab is also kind of fun. Headscarves come in all sorts of colors, patterns, and sizes. We look at them all the time at the mall. Right now, Rafia and I are at Belk in the scarf section.
Are they on sale?
These are 25 to 50% off.
I love these.
I like this one. Look at this pattern. It's like in your face, kind of.
I like it.
I don't know. If it was something solid.
Me, I do like the solid colored hijabs. Black, purple, brown, pink. Rafia, she likes the bright, bold patterns. I asked her how wearing the hijab makes her feel.
S-E-X-Y. It's a very sexy thing because only when you get married, only your husband can really see you. He can only see your hair. He can only really see who you are. So I feel like that's very mysterious about you.
Rafia and I are both students at Wakerly College. It's a very diverse place. When Rafia and I walk into the cafeteria for lunch wearing our hijabs, no one asks questions or thinks anything of it. We're all mixed up with everyone else, and that's just the way we like it. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, this is Saraya Asfari.